Well, I'll go ahead and call it for we don't have a chairman, I guess. Can you take the roll, please?
Just so you know, it's being taped for recording. Councilman Colicott?
Here.
Councilwoman Miles?
Here.
And also present are Steve Franks, city manager, and Ray Pasqua, the planning manager for the city.
Okay. First item is approval of minutes from the December 17th,
2018. Probably we should approve, I mean, I didn't have it on there, but we should decide which one of you is going to be the chair, just because we technically haven't really made that decision, so it's something just for record.
Well, I think because I'm still green, I think it would be in the best interest of the city if you were the chair with the experience.
Okay.
That's logical.
Just like chairing any other meeting, so, but whatever works. Okay, you were not a member of the committee for the December 17th, so I'm not sure how the quorum
You can do
works.
That. You can vote even if you weren't in attendance, but by protocol you can do it. It's up to you if you feel comfortable doing that.
Okay. I read them.
Yeah, so it's up to Bob to attest who was there, myself, and you know I prepared them, so I'm going to attest that they're accurate, but it's up to the councilman.
Well, I'll recommend approval.
Well, I will second approval.
Okay, so they're approved. Okay, public comment. This time, if you have anything that is not on the agenda that you'd like to speak to, I believe you're here for your specific agenda item.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see no others. We'll move on to new items. And the very first item is request to remove trees at 10482 Frederick Drive. Dorothy Ferry, the owner. Staff, can you give a report,
please? This is the backyard trees at 10482. Under city ordinance number 2003-493, the appropriate city committee is the way it says, and you have a copy in there, has to review this, and it subsequently has to go to this full city council. And the reason, normally it would just be the city manager and the committee. However, since it's on certain designated streets, those being the main streets in Villa Park, Center, Villa Park Road, Santiago, Lemon, and Taft, I believe,
Wanda.
Are the main streets.
And Wanda.
They have to come before the full city council. So this is a precursor to going to the full council. That being said, it is up to this committee to make a recommendation to the full city council about what is happening. Ms. Ferry, Dorothy Ferry, sent us a letter, contacted us on multiple occasions. She's interested in removing some longstanding pine trees that are in her backyard. They're right along the easement, the easement on Villa Park Road, and they're very visible from Villa Park Road. But the way I think her letter requested that she was also looking for some financial assistance if she were to remove them, and she's here to speak on her own behalf. And I believe I asked her to bring some pictures, so in case you needed to or wanted to, you could.
Okay, well, before we go to public comment, my understanding is, my recollection is that there are a number of pine trees all along Villa Park Road.
Yes.
And so this is kind of consistent with the planting plan all along Villa Park Road.
Yes. Okay. And that's why it comes back to the city council, because of that consistency. And the idea was, when they created those indentations, was to create a sort of a uniform look for the main streets of Villa Park.
Yeah. There's a number of pine trees behind Morrow Circle, which is kind of close.